I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Gout is a common form of inflammatory arthritis that affects more than 8 million adults in the United States. To talk about this disorder and how it's best managed is Dr. Richard Silver. He's a professor of medicine and pediatrics at MUSC. Dr. Silver, what causes gout and what are the typical symptoms?
Gout is caused by an overabundance of uric acid. When the uric acid reaches a certain level, it will crystallize and precipitate in the joints of patients who have elevated uric acid. When it does so, the body reacts to those crystals by invoking a very profound inflammatory response, which causes the joint or joints to become red, hot, and acutely painful.
Are more and more people getting gout?
Yes, in part due to the increased frequency of the metabolic syndrome in patients who have obesity, hypertension, and also the frequent use of high fructose containing corn syrup in sodas and other foods, which leads to an elevation of the uric acid.
So you're suggesting our lifestyle, our diet, and perhaps lack of exercise, all those things together can increase our risk of gout?
Absolutely. So in some people, it's a genetic predisposition to gout. In many people, however, it's related to diet, alcohol ingestion, obesity, lack of physical activity.
How is gout treated?
The treatment of gout involves two phases. The first phase is during the acute attack, where you want to use anti-inflammatory medications to suppress that inflammatory arthritis. Once that has settled down, then you turn your attention to the underlying cause, which is the elevated uric acid, and you begin to treat that with dietary lifestyle changes and sometimes medications that are designed to lower the level of uric acid.
What are the typical things that need to be changed in a person's diet or lifestyle?
We ask our patients to be moderate in terms of the amount of meat and shellfish that they ingest, because these foods have high purine levels, which lead to elevated uric acid. In terms of alcoholic beverages, also moderation is advised there, particularly limiting the amount of beer or whiskey that a patient may take. In some cases, there may be a medication such as a diuretic used to treat hypertension that can lead to elevation of the uric acid, and it might be feasible in some patients to stop that medication or substitute a different medication, which would help to lower the uric acid.
Are there some foods that might be helpful to include in the diet for people who have gout?
Yes. So it's been shown that dairy products, particularly low-fat dairy products, may help to lower the uric acid. And something that many believe to be an old wives' tale, which is actually now has some scientific basis, is that cherries, tart cherries or cherry juice, can help lower the uric acid, reduce the frequency of attacks, and maybe even reduce the severity of an attack. In those instances where changes in lifestyle and dietary modification isn't sufficient, then there are a variety of different drugs that can be prescribed that are specifically designed to lower the body's uric acid level.
Dr. Silver, thanks for providing information about gout.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.